Welcome to Motivational Minute with Leanne Hilgers. And now, here's your host, Leanne Hilgers.
Many people think that they can change things by willpower alone. And this is very difficult because many of our behaviors are deeply rooted in subconscious thinking patterns. I know that sounds really technical, but many of our behaviors are deeply rooted in subconscious thinking patterns, just like our self-conning we have been discussing, and also because we align with what we want, our goals and our wants and our needs with our priorities. So if our priorities are not aligned with what we want, then our actions won't follow and the change will seem monolithic. So how we do this, once we align our goals and our wants and our needs with the things that we know we want to be our priorities, and then we align our actions with our priorities and our goals and our wants and our needs, we start taking steps towards getting what we want. Now, that sounds like a big deal, but think about it. How are you voting with your time and your energy and your resources? If all your time is going into a job that you hate, for example, and you say, well, my priority is to work at a job I like, but that's not actually what you're doing, then align your priorities and your actions so that they fit each other. So start working towards finding a job that is better suited or that you're going to be happier at. Now, self-lies are not based in long-term logic. That's why willpower is a very difficult way to change them. Because if we had a view of the bigger picture, if we were someone else looking in at our lives, we probably wouldn't tell ourselves the things that we do. Because you know how much easier it is to see other people's lives and see things for other people, and it's always easier to give advice than to see things in our own lives. But we often self-lie out of fear. And fear is not based in logic. Fear is a reaction. Fears are based in emotion. They stem from historical traumas, and limitations are based in historical traumas. And fears and limitations keep us from acting on what we want and getting what we want. So fears and limitations are quick reactions to stimuli. Fears can be unconscious. They can be lurking in the depths of your psyche, influencing your behavior without your acknowledgement. This is why we often tell ourselves our limitation self-lies or self-deceive about what is really happening and telling ourselves that it's okay when we know deep down that it's not. But self-deception will continue to restrain you prevent you from getting what you want unless you acknowledge them. It'll prevent you from experiencing happiness and success and contentment. Your little white lies that you tell yourself can prevent you from reaching your goals. And self-deception often arises when you're trying to work on long-term goals or your dreams, like finding a new job, traveling, losing weight. And if it's something that you've been working on for a long time or thinking about for a long time, but you continue to tell yourself that you're not capable or you don't have time or you don't have the money, then you're not aligning yourself with your priorities. And then we work on it a little bit, and what happens? We take the power away from our self-deceptions by starting to work on it. We take the power away from our self-deceptions, our lies, and our fears, and put it to where it should be, into getting what we want. As we start working on what we want, the barriers holding us back start to melt away. They lose their power, and your goals and your successes gain power, right? So they lose, as we start working on what we want, those self-lies and your fears and your limitations lose power, but your goals and your success and your dreams gain power. Think about it. Why haven't you realized your dreams? If you aren't living your dream life, what is truly standing in your way? Because money is an excuse, because we can always find the way to earn or save or borrow whatever we have to do to get the money to live our dreams. you know, we always have money for, it seems like, what's important to us. Not enough time is not an excuse, because we always have time for what we give our priorities to. So what is actually in your way? What is stopping you from moving forward? In what ways are you sabotaging your own success? Maybe we feel guilty for surpassing friends or family or leaving them behind. Maybe it makes us feel selfish to pursue our dreams. But I promise you, you'll be a better friend or family member or parent as a happy person than you are as an unhappy person. And think about what life would be like once you become successful. Maybe we've been hanging on to a dream for so long because we're afraid of letting go of the dream. Maybe we are clinging to the idea of the dream because the idea gives us security. But you know what we need to give us security is our confidence in ourselves and our own abilities. So, why do we deceive ourselves? Fear that you may not meet your goal. If you meet your goals, you may not be happy. Fear of what will happen if you start working towards your goals. Or fear of failure, self-doubt, or low self-efficacy, meaning the confidence you have that you're capable. Fears and self-perceived limitations and self-conning tend to grow stronger the longer they continue. When you avoid something you fear, you automatically reinforce what you're fearing, thereby giving it power. So when you even unknowingly avoid working on your goals and your dreams and your wants, you are actually giving power to your fear and limitations. And the more you avoid it, the harder it becomes to move forward. So the good news is, though, that the opposite is true. Once you start working towards your dream, you take the power away from your fears and you reclaim it for yourself. Really think about how often you lie to yourself. How often have you told yourself you're not good enough, not smart enough, beautiful enough, rich enough, tall enough, or tiny enough? Enough already. How often have you said to yourself, I'm too old, I'm too young, too rich, too poor, too big, too small, too fat, too thin? These old limitations and fears can creep up on a person because they are so ingrained in our old thought patterns and thinking, most of the time, we don't even realize what we're doing. Further, we have so many millions of thoughts running through our head during the course of the day, we scarcely pay any attention to them. Let's do a little exercise to get us thinking about what we want instead of what we don't want. So imagine you are walking down a path, and it's beautiful, and the sun is shining. There are tall trees on both sides of the trail, and you can hear birds chirping. Maybe there is a stream gently rippling and cascading along beside you. Take a deep breath. And now take another deep breath. It's so peaceful. You can hear your footsteps as you step along the path. The birds are singing. The leaves rustle gently in the breeze around you. And you know ahead of you, a little ways ahead of you and around a corner, the trees clear, and there is a grassy meadow. And in the grassy meadow is a building. And you know that building, in that building, you can live your dreams. You know that building has everything you ever wanted inside of it. Think about what is inside the building. This building is, of course, expandable because you don't have to shrink your dreams to fit the size of the building. What is inside the building? Is it a new car? Is it the perfect career? A new house? A great mate or partner? A new business? An acceptance letter from a school of your choice? You can have anything you want, and it's in this building. But you're still walking down the path. You can see the building in your head. You can visualize the building, but you aren't there yet. You can't see it with your eyes yet, but you know it's there. You can't actually see where the path will take you, but you still know the building is there, so you keep walking. Imagine you keep walking, and there's a big boulder on the side of the path. You can walk around it, Or you might sit and rest for a minute, and then you keep walking. Imagine you keep walking, you keep moving forward towards your dreams and towards the things you want. Then the path splits. There's a fork in the road. One way seems very logical, but the other way is a more direct path to what you want. Which path do you take? The path you take says a great deal about you and your situation. There's no right or wrong path. There's no right or wrong answer. There's no way of predicting how the path will go or what challenges you will face in the future. All you know is that one path is more direct than the other. And all you know is that your abilities to make it through the path, you know you have the ability to walk through the path, and you know you have the ability to deal with the things that get in your way. So think about your reasons for choosing a certain path. Think about your reasons for choosing whichever path you took. Are you choosing a path because it's logical or because you are putting your dreams aside? Are you deceiving yourself, telling yourself you don't have the ability to take a more direct path, or are you telling yourself you don't deserve to take a more direct path? Limitations are insidious because they are only true in our minds. Other people can't see them. They are self-imposed. So whether they are self-perceived or self-conceived, we have to believe the limitations in order for them to be true. We have to buy into them and support them with our time, energy, and financial resources in order for them to be true, in order for them to have power and to be real. Limitations are like the Mr. Snuffleupagus of self-deceptions because only you can see them. They are your evil, invisible nemesis. And this means that every single time you heard the words, I can't, or every single time you told yourself, I can't, you're giving your self-deceptions, your limitations, your fears, and your regrets your power, your energy, and your time. Every single time you tell yourself, I can't, you not only buy into the limitation, but you give it power by supporting it with your time, energy, actions, and other resources. Limitations are the garbage of our thought processes. They are like a stinking, heaping bag of garbage that sits right in front of us and prevents us from where we are moving forward and getting what we want. And you can just hear it. Every single time you tell yourself the words, I can't, or worse yet, every single time you've heard the words, I can't, and you bought it, you are giving power to your limitations, fears, and self-deceptions. And you can just hear that garbage truck backing up, beep, 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 and you know what those beeps mean. They mean, I just bought a load of garbage. That's what they mean. So I promise you, you have the skills and abilities and talents. You have not even begun to discover even the skills and abilities and talents. And given the right circumstances, you could be amazed at what you could accomplish. Now, we've talked about in the past, you know, I've given examples of this. For example, I would have trouble picking up somebody, another person, especially somebody bigger than me, and carrying them out of a room. But if that room was on fire and that person was a loved one, I would certainly try, right? I would, you know, if the room was on fire, you're certainly going to try and pick somebody up and move them out. So you don't even know until you are given the right circumstances, until you give yourself permission. You could be amazed at what you're able to accomplish. And at some point in every single person's life, we are given the opportunity to exceed what we think is possible for ourselves. At some point in every single person's life, we are given the opportunity to exceed what we think is possible for ourselves. So let's make that opportunity now. So just to recap, you know, we buy into our limitations, and in order for our limitations to be true, we have to buy into them. So we tell ourselves these little lies as coping mechanisms and to deal with the fears and to deal with the situations that are around us. But once we align our goals and our wants and our needs and our priorities with our actions, we can start taking steps towards what we want and getting what we want out of life. And we can start moving towards the things that we want and taking our power away from those fears and limitations and moving them towards getting what we want out of life.
Hi everyone, this is Leanne Hilders. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. If you liked what you heard, add your comments below. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for watching our video. Check in with us. We'll keep bringing you the best tools and information to help you live your dream life. Stop wasting time. Get what you want. The guts to succeed. You've got it.
That was Motivational Minute with Leanne Hilgers.